Will we have a good internet connection? We shall see. Hello, everybody. Chuck Gines, just one guy in search of the true, the good, and the beautiful. I just scheduled this, about 45 minutes ago. As things pop up in my world, I like to do live streams. That's why I don't schedule them real far in advance. And so I think we got an interesting topic here. We're going to talk about the problems with the idea of divine intervention. We'll wait for some people to come in here. Just to let you know that a lot of the live streams are now over on the members side here on YouTube. We just did one on the problem with Abraham and Isaac and took a look at that horrific story and kind of showed how we're not founded on Christian principles by looking at that. So if you want to join, there's, I think, 26, 27 videos over there. It's on the front page, I believe, is where it's at, where you can subscribe. It also says to join. Super chat is also open if you wish, if you benefit from these in any way, shape, or form and wish to have a mutually beneficial exchange. A buck or two goes a long way. All right, we got quite a few people here already. If I could get a sound check before I get into this topic today, where we're going to talk about the problem with divine intervention, or several problems with the idea of divine intervention. How's everybody? Oh, shit. I got to get my coffee. I actually got store-bought coffee. I went to town to pick up some flyers I had made. How about a sound check? Sound check. Ray, how you doing, man? Good to see you. All right. Everything sounds good. All right. So let's get into this a little bit here, and then we'll open it up for comments like we always do. Again, the replays of all my live streams are over on the members side here on YouTube. You can gain access to those. Up at the top, you know, where it says home, shorts, community tab, there's a membership tab. You can head over there. It's a great way to support the channel. Plus, you get the replays and access to exclusive content. So I was some people are getting mad at me because I'm talking. Anyway, I was editing some photos for a little book that I'm working on, and I had YouTube in the background, and one of my favorite bushcraft channels came up, a guy I really admire a lot. I think he's a pretty good guy, not because he's soft-spoken and mild-mannered. Most people think that he's good. They equate good with being soft-spoken and mild-mannered, and that's why I don't think he's a good guy. I think he's a good guy because he actually walks the walk. He lives an actual alternative bushcraft type lifestyle. He's not one of these former military guys who are offering survival classes to upper class white people. He's not like Junkyard Fox or a bunch of these other channels that are really infomercials, nothing but gear reviews all the time, affiliate links all over the place. In fact, generally, this guy is trying to show you how to save money, making your own clothes, making your own tents, a lot of different tent configurations that he talks about. So he's a real good guy. Oh, I wanted to show you, speaking of making things, I'm into making things myself. This is the knife sheath that I recently made for my Mora Classic 1.0. And out of that same buffalo hide, I made this really cool quiver for my arrows that I just love. This is going to last many, many years. Dirty by design. It's not, you know, function before form. But I think it still looks pretty cool, and really pleased with that. So he's another guy that's always making stuff and things like that. But I was listening to the video, and he said that he was a Bible-believing Christian, and I thought, uh-oh, here it comes. As you guys know, we go over how the Bible is really an evil and wicked book in the guise of, well, as literature, it's a great book. As a moral guide, oh, my God, it's horrifically not a good thing. But anyway, so he starts to tell the story of divine intervention. And him and his wife go out on a moose hunt for 2 weeks, and they need the meat. A lot of the food at their place is from hunting and things like that. So they really need the meat, and they go on this. They have to take a boat many miles to this place, and it's a 2-week hunting trip, and for 2 weeks they don't get nothing. And then on the last day, lo and behold, there's a moose nearby their camp, and he shoots the moose. I guess the river is rather treacherous, and even with the extra 500 pounds of weight of the moose meat, they make it back to where their vehicle is at and the boat launch miraculously. And when they get there, they can't get their boat onto their trailer because it weighs too much. And three guys come along in a pickup truck and help them to move the boat up. And the idea here is that all of this was divine intervention. And we're going to take a look at several of the problems here. Like all Christian miracles, there isn't anything that happened here that would indicate that some God took time out of his busy day to intervene in the material world. All of these things are very easily, I mean, the moose came along and you got home safe and three guys came by and helped you load your boat up. There's no miracle. A miracle is something that like defies logic, reason, and the laws of nature. For example, like going to bed with one leg and waking up with two legs. This would be a legitimate miracle, but we never hear of anything like this ever happening, right? So there, like all miracles and reports of supposed divine intervention, there isn't anything that indicates some god or deity had to intervene in order to make any of these events happen. They're totally explainable, totally reasonable, just natural life. The other thing is that I notice that people are always praising this god when good things happen. What if this happened? What if they didn't get the moose, their boat sunk on the way home, and then when they got to the boat dock, three dudes robbed them and stole their pickup truck, right? They wouldn't be attributing that to divine intervention, right? It's only when good things happen that it's the good graces of God. And when bad shit happens, well, you know. So that's all a real, those are two problems with this. One, like all Christian miracles and supposed claims of divine intervention, totally explainable by natural means. Two, you know, what if it turned out really bad? You know, they don't attribute that to God. But here's really the biggest problem with this whole theory, this whole idea. So later in the video, he says that God spoke to him and told him that the reason God took time out from his busy day to make sure that he wasn't inconvenienced and had to unload his boat, 1,500 pounds out of his boat, and why he got this moose is because God loves him and loves all his children. There's a problem here. So what you mean to tell me is that God took time out of his very busy day to make sure that you got a moose, guided your boat home, and made sure that there were three angels of the Lord there to help you not have to unload your boat before putting it on the trailer. And somehow this God, maybe just slipped his mind, passed over millions of starving children with their bellies swollen. Somehow just like skipped that and took time out of his day to help you with your moose. Oh my God. No, really, man. I've known people who think like God intervened to help them get the close parking spot at Walmart so they wouldn't have to walk far. People believe this shit. You think that a divine being intervened so that you wouldn't have to walk real far and found you a parking spot. Yet somehow this God, there's like women and children right now being kidnapped and raped and all of the evil shit in the world. And somehow this God, because he loves everybody. Do you see the problems we're having here with this divine intervention thing? Do you know what I'm saying? there's a lot of problem. And again, I really like this individual. I'm not trying to pick on anybody. It's just an example that came up to inspire me to do a little live stream about this really silly shit. It's amazing that adult people, like we talk about moral development, actually literally believe this silly shit. Sounds to me like happy-go-lucky. Yeah, he's a mellow dude. It's usually the devil when bad things happen. Oh, is that what it is? It's the devil when bad things happen. It's divine intervention when good things happen. Boy, that's real, real convenient. And why is it that God would like take his time out of his busy day to help you with a mundane thing like not having to unload your boat or finding a parking spot close to the door at Walmart? I'm just like escaping me. and like passes up all of this evil, you know? Creationism. Yeah, that's a total different topic. Comes from the same people though. You know what I'm saying? And you know, as far as this guy being soft-spoken and mild-mannered, that has nothing to do with his Christian belief. If you think he's good because of that, well, that's because of his personality, which is genetics. He'd be like that if he wasn't a Christian. It's, you know, there's a lot of things we don't choose. Like, we do choose to sign the contract, but there are things that we do choose. But like, we don't choose our favorite color. We don't choose our favorite foods. We don't choose our personality. All of that is like pre-given genetic shit. We notice our favorite color. We might notice what our favorite foods are, right? But we don't get to pick any of that kind of shit. We don't pick our parents. There's a lot of things we don't have this free will. We do have a certain amount of autonomy, but there's a lot of things that we don't have any say over. So this guy's personality is just like genetics. It has nothing to do with his Christian faith. And yeah, so that's, you know, the problem. There's three different problems with this idea of divine intervention. Number one, it's always like real mundane shit that could just happen anyway. Like I said, people don't go to bed with one leg and wake up with two. You don't get reports like that, right? The moose came by, man. That's all. You got lucky. Shit happens, you know. And again, people are always like attributing divine intervention when good shit happens, but not when bad shit happens. How does that work? I don't get that. And how is it that this Christian God would take time out of his day to intervene in the material world to help you with your moose or help you with a parking spot and let all these kids starve? Can you imagine starving to death? Think of this. To not have food so long that your body has eaten itself to the point where now you're having organ failure. Get your fucking mind around this for a minute now. No, seriously. Get your mind around the evil and the suffering in this fucking world that this God supposedly just like, whoop, passes over to find you a fucking parking spot at Walmart. If you you get your moose home or whatever. If you can't get your mind about how obscenely outrageous this is, it is obscenely outrageous to think that God loves everybody and God came and helped you find your parking spot or helped you not have to unload your fucking boat and somehow just is vacant and absent with this horrific, horrific amount of evil and suffering in the world. Incredible. Hey, Rick, how you doing? Again, Super Chat is open if you benefit from these. A buck or two goes a long way. All of the replays of these are going to be over on the members area. As an agnostic myself, curious if you've listened to Jordan Peterson's. Yeah, well, let's talk about that. Biblical lecture. Appreciate his attempt to make sense of these stories, but seemed very weak to me. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Jordan. I have a lot of respect for Jordan in a lot of ways, and then I don't. He's kind of goofy. You know, when a guy's preaching about mental health and he ends up in the loony bin, you got to take that with a little grain of salt. And there's a guy that does a great critique of Jordan. Jordan's actually an atheist. he truly is. And yeah, I'm not getting a lot of his stuff here. With that, I don't know what's going on with a lot of that. It plays well to a lot of people, but yeah, it's very weak stuff. We just did Abraham. I just seen he did The Exodus. I didn't watch it. I probably should go and watch it. I quit watching that stuff of Jordan Peterson's because it doesn't make sense. We just did a critique of the story of Abraham and Isaac, which is a story of evil that is masquerading as some sort of cornerstone of moral goodness for the three Abrahamic religions. And it's the moral of the story is absolute blind obedience to authority, no matter how ridiculous the command, which is a cornerstone of every totalitarian regime in history, and is not part of our American principles. We go over that. We're going to be going over more. We're going to do one on how the Ten Commandments are a direct violation of the Bill of Rights and things like that as well. There is so much suffering for me not to believe in him. Let's just say I'm an agnostic too. I don't know if there's a God. I got a video about that. And what is consciousness? And where is it located? You might want to check that out. So there's the question of is there or not a God? And then is the Christian concept and attributes of God true? All good, all knowing, all powerful. Well, we can answer that question and say, no, that dog don't hunt. That is within our pay grade to say, no, that idea and concept of a God is wrong. According to reason, logic, everyday common sense, you have to scrap all that and throw it under the bus to believe that if there is a God, he's all knowing, all powerful, and all good. Can't be the case. There's just no way. That doesn't make any sense. And it's not a mystery. It's bullshit, right? Like I say, Christians, they know, not only do they claim to know that there's a God because they're very humble, they actually know what the fuck this God wants in detail. And then when presented with problems like, oh, really? So God knows what people are going to choose before he creates them. So he knows that they're going to burn in hell for eternity, yet he creates them. Well, it's a mystery, right? Slippery as greased pigs, these guys are, right? Now it's a fucking mystery? No, it's bullshit. But that's what they're slippery as greased pigs. Tails they win, heads you lose. they're always right, even when they're wrong, right? But we know that can't be the case because of the problem of evil in the world, you know? Read some Dawkins or Sam Harris. They lay it out well. Yeah, I've read both Dawkins but there isn't any unique arguments by Dawkins or Harris. All of the read the Greeks. Why hasn't anybody grown a new arm or leg? Right, exactly, Rick. Because that would be an actual miracle. The old God has a plan. Oh, I'm sure he does, doesn't he? Something going on with Jordan. Yeah, Jordan has mental problems. I've always known that before he went into the loony bin. Before Jordan went into the loony bin, I knew he's got some mental problems. He does. Just plain and simply. Good guy. He's done a lot of good. He's out of touch in a lot of ways. His blindness with this Christian shit lately is just, you know, but that speaks to moral development. There's IQ, right? There's emotional development, there's intellectual development, and then there's moral development. And Jordan has always been a little quacky to me. He's kind of mythological, even though he has an extremely high IQ. Here, how do you explain this? Let me try to explain this to you. So here we have the Holy Bible, right? The Book of Evil Wickedness right here. So you can take William Craig for an example, who's a Christian apologist, right? Very high IQ, PhD, right? And then you got someone like Bart Ehrman, right? Also very, very scholarly, very much a high IQ. They both have very high IQs. Bart Ehrman is probably the better biblical scholar, but they're on par. They're both intellectuals when it comes to the Bible. How do they see it? How do they see it in such different ways? How can that be? Well, we're not talking about IQ. We're talking about moral development. And William Craig is about on the level of about a 4 to a 7-year-old. I'm not joking about that. When it comes to moral development, Bart Ehrman at one point was also there. If you know his story, he wrote Misquoting Jesus and all kinds of great stuff. But he matured and moved on to higher levels of moral development, whereas a guy like William Craig he's been arrested at a certain level. So just because someone has a high IQ doesn't mean that they have emotional or moral maturity. Those do not go hand in hand. The difference between me and the Christian, they don't believe in 1,000 gods. I don't believe in 1,000 and yours. Right. Like Hitchens says, just add one more. And again, it's not about whether you can't mix apples and oranges here. The question as to whether there is or is not a God is a legitimate question. We don't know. That's a different question than is Christianity true or is Christianity good? Those questions we can ask, and Christianity is not true and Christianity is not good. Those we can definitively answer. Is there a God? I don't know. They don't know. Not in true knowing, right? They believe there is a God, but that's not like knowing. So got to be careful, Rick, because they like to switch these things around. Again, there's now a members area where a lot of my replays of these live streams are located for members. You can find that on the front page and also in the tabs says membership. It's a small monthly fee. And I also post some of my thoughts and my photographs on the community tab for members only. And the replays of these will be located there. Also, the super chat is open. What do you guys think? Would anybody like to argue in the opposite that God does intervene in finding people parking spots at Walmart? how do you explain that this God would do that yet skip over all of these poor kids that are starving to death? How does that work? It makes no sense, man. Makes no sense. Makes no sense whatsoever. Is there anybody that would like to attempt to defend that? No, I didn't think so. Most of those people have left the building here on my channel. We used to have some Christians here, but they don't stick around. Christianity and any mythological belief system like that can only exist in an echo chamber. It avoids any pressures from reality. That's why excommunication and stuff like that is so big within Christian families. They amputate you and cut you off because they don't want their pretend world molested with. They don't like that. And like I said, you have to toss reason, logic, and everyday common sense under the bus to think this stuff is true. And again, a lot of people might know who I'm talking about here. I'm not trying to pick on the guy. It's just what brought the topic up again. And here we have some more stories of miracles of divine intervention that are just ridiculous and actually evil. If it is true that this Christian God came and helped you unload your boat or helped you find a parking spot, And didn't take time to stop any of the starvation that's going on. What an evil and fucking wicked God. Either way, it's not good for you. I agree with you, but just to be devil's advocate, they would say that God gave us free will. What does that have to do with anything? So God gave me free will, so what does that have to do with helping somebody find a parking spot and overlooking starving people? I understand what you're saying, but it's not applicable to what we're talking about here. See, the argument with that is, God, well, if God gave you free will and God knows everything, then he already knows what the counter argument to that is. Very easy. It's very simple. Basically, what they say is that you have to believe in Jesus. If you don't believe in Jesus, you burn in hell. And God gave you free will, so it's your choice. You chose not to believe in Jesus through your own free will, so therefore it's your fault that you burn in hell for eternity. Well, the problem with that is that the Christian concept of God is that he's all loving, he's all powerful, and he knows everything, which means that he, even if he gave you free will, which free will is kind of an illusion to a great extent, but that's a different topic. Well, he already knows what you're going to choose. So if he created you knowing that you're going to reject Jesus and burn in hell, well, that means he's an evil motherfucker. So there's the counter argument to that. But it's not applicable to what we're talking about here. We're talking about divine intervention, not what people choose or don't choose. We're talking about people claiming that God helped me kill a moose and get my boat on my trailer, right? He did this because he loves me. And yet somehow this God did not help the starving people in Africa. There's some problems there with that whole theory. But I hear what you're saying. Christians, for the most part, are deaf to an opposing view. Well, of course, not just Christians, anybody with a mythological view. And that includes environmentalists. That's a mythology. People are good or they suck. Well, I don't know. People can try to be virtuous, but it's not, I don't think we're good by nature. I think we're pretty self-centered. I'm at work and can't really keep up with the discussion, but watching that Buffalo Bills player go down last night with cardiac arrest has been the interesting parallel to the points you're making. Who? Buffalo Bills player. See, I don't watch sports, so I have no idea who the Buffalo Bills are. What happened? You stepped in a big dog shit today. Well, that's the devil. What happened there, Slackjaw? I don't even know what happened. Why would God save this one guy while others suffer and die? Oh, is that what they're saying? God saves some guy because he's a sports hero? They do this all the time. That's why I'm bringing it up. They do this all the time, constantly. I see my friends on Facebook constantly, you know. But like I said, in this particular story, what if the opposite would have happened, and it could have happened, that they didn't get a moose, their boat sunk on the way home, and when they got to the boat dock, they got robbed by three guys, you know. You're burning hell, but he loves you, George Carlin. I know, isn't that a great skit? Huh? Jewish attempt to give rise to power. Oh, yeah. But people believe this shit, man. People believe this shit. In 2023, people still believe, and that's because most people are operating either at magic or mythological, and people that operate at reason. Now, that doesn't mean these people don't employ reason. Yeah, they employ it when it's handy for them. 24-year-old football player got hit hard, got up. He collapsed with a heart attack. Oh. So what's God accountable here for? Him having the heart attack or surviving the heart attack? I don't even get it. But you'll see it. You'll see it all the time with this shit. Divine intervention, right? Like God gives a fuck about some football player, you know? And just skips over. You know, seriously, think about what it is to starve to death. Just, I mean, really, close your eyes, go in a quiet room somewhere, breathe in, and think about being so hungry that your body actually eats itself to the point of organ failure. Really, meditate, get a good whiff of that type of suffering, and then tell me that God came and helped you find a fucking parking spot. Excuse me while I don't get pissed off when people do that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I find interesting, Chuck, is watching all these people in the power of prayer. Oh, nothing fails like prayer. I say that all the time. I say it all the time, you know. you know, I had a friend from high school. He finally deleted me, and that's fine. He couldn't take. And then they get mad at you because I'm always posting stuff against Christianity. Why are you always asking that? Why are you always posting? Why can you post Christian voodoo bullshit, and I can't post common sense? You know, he took a hit in the chest, heart attack. Yeah, shit happens, man. Did he die? Like I said, I couldn't tell you the name of one sports player on any. The only kind of sport I like really is mixed martial arts, one-on-one combat. I'm not a team sport guy. I have no idea who any of the players are on any teams. I don't watch any of that shit. But what are they saying? That God saved him? God swooped down onto the 50-yard line? Huh? And intervened and helped him not die from this heart attack? Well, where in the fuck was he when he took the hit in the chest? Huh? Why did God let him get hit in the chest? This is, huh? Why did he have a heart attack in the first place? Was God slacking for a moment? It's absolute insanity, man. And these people vote. That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? They vote. And Trump now, see, here's the problem. They take this mythology and then they transpose it onto the real world, where Trump becomes now the savior, right? They take this whole savior complex and put it onto a guy like Trump. He's going to save the country. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. So, yeah, man, challenge that shit. Challenge it, because it's absolutely ludicrous and it's very disrespectful and inconsiderate of all the people that are like really suffering in the world to think that you're so fucking special that God came and helped you find a parking spot, or Jesus Christ, no pun intended. But that is, it's really, really sad to claim those type of things happen with such evil in the world. It's just, it's insane. So again, the replay of this, I usually let 100 people watch and then I throw it over onto the members side. And for a small monthly fee, you can have access to my live streams. We talk about all kinds of stuff. Some of them stay over on the free end. I think, is there a God is still over here? What is consciousness and where is it located? But I'm doing a whole entire series on how we against Christian nationalism, which is the absolute ludicrous idea that James Madison, Thomas Jefferson founded our republic on Christian principles. Another insane idea that needs to be fought everywhere. And so we're actually taking a look at what Christian principles are and how they're in violation of Enlightenment principles. All of that stuff is over on the members area. All right, I got to get back to work. I got a shitload of stuff to do. That just came up in my feed, so I thought I'd do a live stream on it. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great day.